Hey everyone, it's Cardiff. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. A quick note before we start today's show, our team is now in the process of hiring an intern for the fall. So if that is a position that might interest you, coming to work with us for a few months, you can apply through a link that we will post with today's show notes. And those show notes, as always, are at npr.org/money. And now, on with today's show.
NPR.
Back in December of 2015, the Federal Reserve decided to start raising interest rates, which is another way of saying that the Fed had decided to remove some of the support that it was giving the economy. The idea being that overall unemployment was low and the economy just did not need as much support anymore. Now, at the time, the unemployment rate for white workers was a very low 4.4%. But for black workers, it was 8.5%, almost twice as high. So the Fed was taking away support from the economy when the labor market for black workers was still kind of scandalously tough. And that was not the first time this had happened. Janelle Jones is an economic analyst and the managing director for policy and research at the Groundwork Collaborative.
The Federal Reserve, whose job it is to just like make sure the economy is working for workers, has never done that for black workers. That is terrifying. Also, that is like a policy choice and a decision that we can make differently.
And at the moment, the Fed is once again providing a lot of support for the economy to help fight the recession from the coronavirus pandemic, which has been especially devastating for black workers, as Janelle points out.
It took 10 years for black workers' employment rates to raise by 10%, and that will be wiped out in 2 months. Like, that is how susceptible black workers are to changes in the labor market. Something that takes a decade is wiped out in 60 days.
So, naturally, Janelle is worried about what will happen in the future when the economy starts recovering. Will the Fed once again start removing its support before the labor market for black workers has fully recovered? To avoid that outcome, Janelle, along with economist Jared Bernstein, has come up with a formal proposal that would compel the Fed to directly target the black unemployment rate, not just the overall unemployment rate. And after the break, Janelle is going to explain that proposal and the philosophy behind it. And she's going to tell us why a policy that focuses on the workers who traditionally get left behind can be great for the whole economy as well.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Capital One's assistant Eno sends alerts about credit card accounts. Visit CapitalOne.com/Eno. Capital One, what's in your wallet? This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft. The world has changed. And Microsoft Teams is there to help us stay connected. Teams is the safe and secure way to chat, meet, call, and collaborate. To learn more, visit Microsoft.com/Teams.
Ever since 1972, when the data starts, the unemployment rate for black workers has always, without exception, been higher than the overall unemployment rate. And throughout most of that time, the black unemployment rate has actually been roughly twice as high as the white unemployment rate. And so as the Fed, along with policymakers in Congress, now tries to fight the coronavirus recession, economist Janelle Jones is hoping that the policies they try won't yet again end up leaving slack in the labor market for black workers, condemning a lot of those workers to remain jobless into the future.
You know, when we have slack, it usually is black workers, Latinx workers, indigenous workers who have to bear that kind of burden. And this is just a widespread economic hardship that is a choice. Like, we don't have to do that.
So in her paper with economist Jared Bernstein and in an article they published together in The Washington Post, Janelle offers a new idea for how the Fed should conduct its policies.
The Federal Reserve chair is required to appear before Congress and submit a report on, you know, what they're doing for monetary policy. What are some of the key economic factors that they're looking at? And we actually propose changing this language to report on the extent of racial unemployment and wage gaps. So this will mean that instead of, you know, presenting overall numbers, everything will be broken down by demographics.
The proposal also goes a step further. It requires the Fed to describe how it would act, to be specific about what it would do to reduce racial inequality when it persists. And here is an example of how that could work in practice. Right now, the Fed is keeping interest rates very low, and the Fed has found new ways to get loans to businesses and households that need them during the recession. But at some point, once the economy starts returning to normal, the Fed might decide that it can safely begin to remove that support, for example, by raising interest rates again. Well, according to Janelle's proposal, the Fed would have to first make sure that black workers are also doing well enough to justify taking away that support and not just white workers.
Like, we wouldn't even begin the conversations of the Federal Reserve taking its foot off the gas until black workers are seeing an expansion the way other workers have been seeing.
Here's the basic philosophy underlying Janelle's proposal. If the Fed puts in place the conditions for the most marginalized group of workers to flourish, then that means the conditions are also in place for everyone to flourish. It's an idea that Janelle has labeled black women best, because historically, black women have been that most marginalized group.
We have a ton of economic data that shows just how poor the economic outcomes are, no matter what, no matter their occupation, their industry, their level of education, where they live, what they majored in. And so when we know that those are kind of the system, the interlocking systems of like white supremacy and gender discrimination, and we know that black women are facing those on both fronts, if we can center them in our policymaking, it will be better for everyone.
When things are going well for the people who traditionally have endured the worst economic outcomes, Janelle says, that can be great for the rest of the economy. For example, it means that those workers have better jobs and make more money, which they can then spend on the economy. And when more of these workers are employed, the labor market tightens up, meaning that businesses have to really make good offers to workers that they want to hire. And that could boost wages for everybody.
When in the history of this country have black women been doing well and no one else is doing well? Never. That has never happened. And I think it is black women best. And I think the first instinct is to think of it as like a little exclusionary, like, oh, a black woman wants black women to do well at the expense of everyone else. And it's like, no, the way that our systems and structures and institutions are set up, if black women are doing well, if they have jobs that pay well, that are secure, if they have economic dignity, then it is impossible for everyone else not to be doing well.
As for whether an approach to Fed policy that directly focuses on black employment would work, there's obviously no way to know unless it's tried. Though Janelle points out, the Fed has tried the other way, of not focusing on the most marginalized groups in the labor market. And the economy ended up with these big racial disparities and gender gaps. So maybe, Janelle says, as the Fed continues working on the best way to fight the coronavirus recession, it's time to try a new way.
Now is the time to think about how do we address the immediate crisis and set ourselves up for long-term success? How can we think bolder and bigger about what it means to have an economy that's working for everyone? Imagine what that would mean if we are the generation of policymakers that actually get full employment for black workers. What a time! What a time that would be for us all.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Kiara Powell and fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch, and it is a production of NPR.